Blog Talk Radio.
Into the Holy of Holies I go, just to commune with you. Nothing else matters if I can just get through. Everything that I need is in you. You're all I need to know. And even though my soul is thirsty, you are the God of the overflow. I need your presence. So come fill me, then fill me.
Hallelujah. 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 Well, this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning to all of God's people. Welcome to another edition of It's My Seasoning. Hallelujah. We are truly glad that we are here to be able to share the gospel with you and to give you a word that not only encourages you, but also strengthens you. Hallelujah. And before we get into today's series of fighting temptation, I want us to pray. There's so much going on in the world. There's just relentless ravagings across the globe. People are just dying, and there's riots and fighting and killing and all kinds of injustice. And in the midst of it all, we still have to be able to pray. I know there's a lot going on that has us shaken, but we still have to find a place of prayer and consecration. So I want you to get your prayer request on your mind as we prepare to go before the word of the Lord. Get your prayer request in mind, because we're about to pray. 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 Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for all your grace and your mercy. We thank you for all your loving kindness that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you, hallelujah, for all of the things that you have allowed us to go through. We thank you for all the things that you have brought us through. And we thank you for the things that you're going to take us through. Hallelujah. But Father God, we come here this morning asking you, oh God, for clarity. We're asking you, Lord God, for a richening word this morning, oh God, that may be planted among us, oh God, so that it may grow into something spectacular, into something fruitful. And God, we want to ask you now, Lord, so humbly, that we need to build some of us up, Lord God, because we're torn down, we're weak, we're lethargic, we're falling apart, Lord God, so we need your strength in our lives. Father God, we want you to ask us to create in us a clean heart. We want to repent before you this morning. Create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit, O Lord. Sanctify our hearts and minds and strengthen us, our spirit man, so that we may fight through the battles of life. And we've been so careful to give you all the praise. And we've been so careful to give you all the glory, oh God, and we'll be so careful to give you all the worship. This we ask in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, welcome again to those who are just now tuning in. Thank you. Welcome to another edition of It's My Seasoning. Hallelujah. And there's so much going on in the world today. I mean, you just turn on the news and it's just riots and bafflings after bafflings. Hallelujah. Well, before we want to get right to it, hallelujah, if you go with me in your Bibles and join me in the book, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8. Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, we're going to be reading from a few verses. And before we can get into this series of fighting temptations, I was meditating on last week and the Lord just dropped something in my spirit that I want to share with you that I believe would be a good foundation before we get into this series over the next couple of weeks of fighting temptation. Because oftentimes we live in such a competitive world. You know, everybody's always trying to outdo one another. Everybody's always trying to fight, you know, and trying to claw. And we spend countless money, hallelujah, just trying to better ourselves from a physical and a natural perspective. But, you know, there's not much fighting when it comes to the spirit man. There's not much fighting when it comes to the things that are holy. There's not much fighting when it comes to the things of God. Hallelujah. I understand, you know, that if you just kind of scan across the globe, you know, there's all kinds of businesses popping up, and you know, they're you know, such and such got this degree, such and such got that degree, and I haven't yet seen, you know, such and such got the Holy Ghost today, or such and such, hallelujah, went down in Jesus' name. We're not talking about the things of God anymore. So if you meet me in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, I want to look at something. I want to look at a few verses that's going to set the very basis of this foundation. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, verse 14, and the Bible reads or declares, and hallelujah, hallelujah, pardon me, it's Mark chapter 11, excuse me. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 11, verse 11. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple, and when he had looked around about upon all things, and now the evening tide has come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. Verse 12. And on the morrow, when there were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. My God. For the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard of it. Let's look at another pair of scriptures before we get into this lesson. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 8, verse 43. And a woman having an issue of blood for 12 years, which had spent all her living. Somebody spent all. upon many physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garments, and immediately her issue of blood was dried up. I want to use for a thought this morning, I have nothing to give. I have nothing to give. As we look at this particular scripture, I want to use just a few words out of Luke chapter 8:43, because I don't want to really talk about the woman, but I want to talk about the physician. Because as we understand here, and we're going to tie in the fig tree a little later, but I want us to really analyze this, because we've heard this preached, you know, about the woman with the issue of blood and how she spent all that she had, and you know, how she went to many doctors and they couldn't help her and she couldn't find anybody, hallelujah, and she finds Jesus, came behind him in the press and touched him, and immediately her issue of blood was dried up. She was healed instantly, hallelujah. So I really want to look at the physicians, because as you heard earlier, we live in a competitive lifestyle. We live, you know, so many people are so busy, you know, they're so busy trying to fight to get a degree. Oh, God, they're so busy trying to fight to get this degree and that degree. But what happens when you fight years to get to obtain credentials, and then when it comes time for you to do what you need to do, you can't? What happens, hallelujah, when you have gone to school for years, and then when you get to the place to where you're called to be, you don't possess the necessary skills to handle what it is that you need to handle, hallelujah. We have to understand that even though degrees in school are good, there's a calling on our lives that go far beyond a degree. Hallelujah. Jesus says that I've come to give you power. But we're not fighting for power. We're fighting for credentials. We're fighting for credentials. So if you're going to have something, as we laid this very foundation in this series, if you're going to have what you need, hallelujah, to be able to fight, we're going to look at three things today. The first thing I want us to look at is that we're going to have to be available. Because as we see in the text, with the woman with the issue of blood, hallelujah, she went to many physicians. She spent all that she had. And sometimes, and a lot of times when people try and they try and they try this and they try that and that doesn't work and this doesn't work, hallelujah, it opens us up to avenues that we may not have tried before. Oh, yes. When you try to listen to this person, you went to that person and you went to this doctor and you went to that doctor, it opens you up, hallelujah, to take advice from someone, hallelujah, or try something else that you necessarily would not have tried before. So the first thing that we want to look at is that if you're going to have something to give in this season, hallelujah, is that you're going to have to be available. Now, to be available, hallelujah, is not from a when I want to standpoint. Because this means that you're going to have to be in a place with unlimited accessibility. You're going to have to be available, hallelujah, anytime. Yes, I said anytime. Because we're living in a day and age to where, hallelujah, you can't dictate when something's going to happen. You can't dictate, hallelujah, when there's a crisis that's about to go on. You can't just limit yourself to, okay, well, I'm just going to be available 1 to 5 or 9 to 5. You have to be in a place, hallelujah, to where you're available for anybody. Now, I want us to look at the fig tree, and I want to tie that in because as we see Jesus comes on tomorrow and he's hungry. Uh-huh. He's hungry, and I want us to look at this mature fig tree. If you want to do a little research on a fig tree, hallelujah, can grow anywhere between 23 to 33 feet tall. So a fig tree, I want to paint this picture in your mind because I want you to get the frustration, hallelujah, because a fig tree is tall. It's wide. It's mass, hallelujah. The leaves are almost 10 inches long, hallelujah, and 7 inches wide. So in the heat of the day, it provides shade. It provides shade, and when it's raining, it provides, hallelujah, shelter. And I want you to look at something because Jesus goes to grab a fig because he's hungry, and he gets to this mature fig tree, and it has nothing. Hallelujah. It's terrible when you look the part. Good God Almighty. It's terrible, hallelujah, when you look like you can help someone, but when they get to you, you have nothing to offer. Mm. Hallelujah. So the next thing, hallelujah, that if you're going to have something to give in this season, you're not only going to have to be, hallelujah, available, but you're going to have to be accountable. To be accountable, hallelujah, means to accept responsibility for something, but in order to accept responsibility for something, you have to first have something. Oh, my God. You're going to have to first have something to be accountable for something. You can't just look the part. You just can't get the degree. You're going to have to become. My God, we have a wall full of degrees and haven't become nothing. Oh, God, in this season we have all these flashy preachers and teachers and prophets and all this going on, and everybody wants to have a title, hallelujah, but you don't want to have any power. Good God Almighty, you're going to have to have something. You're going to have to be accountable for something. And I'm talking about the power of the Holy Ghost, uh-huh. Because as we see, this is the reason God gives us power from on high, is so that we can be able to heal the sick, take care of the poor, give sight to the blind. He gives us power to do this, but we're so busy trying to get plaques and degrees and credentials, we're missing the power. Oh, yes, there's nothing wrong with going back to school and getting degrees, but make sure you got the Holy Ghost. Make sure you saved. Hallelujah. Make sure, uh-huh, because what happens, hallelujah, when you get all of that and then you find yourself when you reach the pinnacle of your calling and you have all this knowledge, but you don't possess the necessary power to heal. Hallelujah. Doctors can't cure everything. Come on here. Uh-huh. I want to live the day to where I see a doctor, hallelujah, with limited school, but with unlimited power in the Holy Ghost. I want to see the day, hallelujah, I didn't go to college. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. But I got power from on high. I can heal you with a touch of my hand. Hallelujah. God said if you want wisdom, you should ask. Books can teach you so much, but the wisdom of God is unlimited in your life, and God can give you power to do what other doctors can't do. Good God Almighty, I feel like preaching. Because we find ourselves, hallelujah, in a place of turmoil now, uh-huh, to where your degrees ain't doing you any good. Let's be real, uh-huh. You go to school 4 or 5 years, and you're in a profession that's not even what you went to school for. Degrees have become paper and just plaques on the wall, and we live in a lifestyle of recession, and you're not being used. So I come to submit to you this morning that if you're going to have something to give, you're going to have to be available, then you're going to have to be accountable. But in order to be accountable, you're going to be accountable for something. You're going to have something. You're going to have the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. As we get ready to wind down in my time, hallelujah, thirdly, hallelujah, if you're going to have something to give, good God Almighty, you're going to have to be available. You're going to have to be accountable. And thirdly, you're going to have to be accessible. Hallelujah. What good is it to have the power? Come on. What good is it to be available and then have power, but no one can reach out and touch you? Everybody don't have a car. Come on here. Everybody, hallelujah, don't have a phone. Uh-huh. Everybody can't get to your church. Everybody, hallelujah. I get so upset sometimes when I see these things on the news, hallelujah, to where, you know, we have people, you know, spending countless money on crazy stuff, you know, like you can't do it in a regular vehicle. You got to have this. Or we have these big mega churches, but everybody don't have a way to get to church. We're spending money on luxury things, but everybody don't have a way to get into the house of God. We live so far out, way on the hills, but we miss the indigent, we miss the lost, we miss the maimed, the halt, the hurting. We're missing these people because we aren't accessible. As I submit this, Jesus and the disciples walked everywhere they went or rode a donkey. And we have the luxury of cars, and we won't drive to the nearest poverty neighborhood. How can we blame, hallelujah, society on what's happening when we're not operating in our space? How can you sit so pridefully and talk about what's going on when all these years you have not operated in your space and now it's just blowing up in your face? How can you? How can you get mad at people robbing and killing when you haven't gone to the neighborhood to see if they need something? Uh-huh. How can you? How can you talk about the killings, the murders, the theft, when we barricade ourselves off? With the excuse that I'm trying to protect myself and not making any change in the world. I absolutely love you today. And as I lay this foundation, I want that to marinate, because everybody always wants to know, does they want to know how to fight and, you know, and hear the good stuff. But the truth is, we have to have something in this lifetime greater than credentials. You won't be tempted to the place to where you can't handle it if you have something. And I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. You'll be tempted, but you'll have the power to fight. I don't want us to go in this series not understanding that you need power to fight temptation. Because as we understand, beloved, that in order for a temptation to manifest in our lives, we have to first be tempted, which means it's going to be something that we like. So you're going to need something from on high, on the inside, to fight off something that you like. But we're going to get into that next week. But I just wanted to share those this word with you this morning. Hallelujah. Because I want you to have something to give in this season. I absolutely love you with the love of the Lord. I thank you for tuning in. Next week, we're going to begin the series, Fighting Temptations. Hallelujah. As we travel over the next few weeks. And we're going to study the word of God together, and we're going to rise together as a people so that we can be better in this life. As the evil days are among us, I want you to be able to stand. I love you. Grace and peace. Hallelujah. We love you today, Lord. We thank you. Oh, just lift your hands right where you are. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your love and your kindness. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. Hallelujah. Have your way in our lives today, oh God, as we go to our jobs and to our various destinations, oh God. Father God, we want to come repenting, oh God. Father God, we missed the mark. We missed the complete platform, oh God, of what you're calling us to do in this lifetime. We need you right now, God, to touch our very hearts and minds, oh God. Strengthen our hearts and minds, Lord God. Creating us a clean heart, oh God. Strip us, oh God. Strip us of all the wickedness, oh God. Strip us from all the pain, oh God, so that we're not focusing on ourselves. Because we're in an age right now, God, where things are just falling apart. Oh God, but we need your power. We need your love, oh God. We need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost to resonate on the inside of us, oh God. We need you right now, God, more than ever, oh God, because in this day and age, oh God, people are falling by the wayside. People are falling to and fro. They're being tossed to and fro from every word of doctrine, oh God. But God, we understand that you are the one true and living God. There's none beside you, oh God. There's none above you, oh God. There's none under you, oh God. You're just God all by yourself, oh God. And we thank you right now, God. And we need you, oh God, as we tarry, oh God, in this place for the Holy Ghost, just like they did on the day of Pentecost. We tarry right now for your spirit to resonate, oh God, on the inside of us, oh God. Oh God, we're tarrying, oh God, we're longing for your Holy Ghost. Oh, we need you right now, God. We need you to refresh us, renew us in the Holy Ghost. We need you to renew our spirits, oh God, because we missed it. We missed the mark. And we need you right now, Jesus. We need you as we cry out. This is our cry, Lord God. We need you. We need you today. We're sorry. We made things more important than your kingdom. Forgive us now. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed. We love you. Thank God for you. And may God keep you.